Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, June 6, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, a snitching sheriff calls DHS on a record-requesting journalist. Then, a Michigan medical law mandates that doctors have private time with your children. And proof that the terrorists who hate us for our freedoms have nothing to hate anymore.
You cannot make this about
hiring little social worker bureaucrats who are on power trips and want to dominate you.
Well, a new law mandates that your children have to have a private conversation with the doctor before every visit. That's right. The doctor can talk to your kids about sex and all kinds of things without your knowledge and without your consent. You can't even opt out of it. Now, Michigan mother Christine Duffy brought her 17-year-old daughter into her physician's office just for a minor foot injury, and she was told that a new medical access law required a nurse to have a private conversation with her child. Now, the mom asked, "How can I opt out?" And the receptionist told her, "There is no way to opt out." Now, obviously, the mom lost her cool, and then the office manager pulls her aside to explain what would happen in this private conversation. Now, Duffy explains that she said there was a new policy that would allow a child to access his or her medical records online, and then the child would be allowed to block a parent from viewing the website. Now, these are kids from 12 to 17 years old. So the nurse would also inform my children that the doctor's office is a safe place for them to receive information about STDs, HIV, and birth control. And that is what the nurse would be chatting about with my children without any pesky parental oversight. So obviously this case just highlights the fact that the government is now trying to supersede your parental authority and let children know that it's the state that are there to protect them and that are there to teach them and sometimes there to protect them from their own parents. Now, obviously, I can understand there are certain times when a child might like privacy, like maybe if they're undergoing child abuse, right? But a lot of times we have seen examples of children, you know, being alone with a doctor and asking what's happened, and the kid says, my dad spanked me, and then a full-on CPS investigation takes place. But the fact is the state is now trying to tell you that you cannot opt out of educating your own children about sexuality, about, you know, sexual promiscuity and, you know, telling them to abstain from sex, you know, prior to marriage. Whatever your views are, they're basically letting you know that they're the ones that are going to be educating your children about these things. Now, I know that a lot of parents get a little bit uncomfortable speaking to their kids about the birds and the bees, and so they just kind of let the schools do that. And now it's kind of the schools and the state thinks that is their job. And it's kind of gotten to the extreme because now parents have no idea what their children are being taught in schools. Now, parents of a middle school student in San Marcos, California, were upset about questions that their 14-year-old daughter was being asked during an apparent sex ed lesson. Now, in a family life and health class lesson purporting to teach appropriate dating behaviors for the middle school level, students were asked to disclose how far they'd gone sexually. Now, these were students at the Woodland Park Middle School, and they were asked to stand beneath signs. The signs were labeled smiled at, hugged, kissed, above the waist, below the waist, and all the way. These are middle school children. Now, one student told her parents that she was really embarrassed and disturbed, and she felt peer pressured. And obviously, that's quite embarrassing to ask these children, you know, disclose how far they've gone by standing under a sign. Now, she and her classmates were in disbelief because they thought it was actually their teacher who wanted to know how far they've gone sexually. Now, obviously, you know, we don't need to get into how disturbing that thought could possibly be, because with all of the teachers engaging in pedophilia lately and also teachers having sex with their students. But Adon Salazar wrote an article a couple of weeks ago about a former abortion counselor who admitted that their programs sexualize kids at a young age in order to keep the business flowing in. Because as we've reported, abortion is a huge cash cow. And you know, that's coming from a person who is a former abortion counselor. Now, obviously, school is the ultimate indoctrination station. So if you have no idea what your kids are being taught at school, you know, there's no telling how confused they're going to be. There's all kinds of confusing messages out there from the television and movies. And now, you know, you really have no control about what your kids are being taught in the classroom if you're not aware. Now, speaking about confusion, just ask the parents of the boy in this next story. They're trying to teach their kid, you know, about honesty and telling the truth and owning up when you do something wrong. And then the school punishes him for being honest. This was a 7-year-old, another child. He was suspended for accidentally bringing a toy gun to school. It was a plastic gun. And he had brought a backpack to school that he doesn't normally bring with him. And he found the gun in one of the front pockets in the backpack, and he admitted to bringing it. He grabbed it and took it up to the teacher and said, "I didn't know I had this. I'm not allowed to have this." And he gave it to her. Well, instead of dealing with the incident in a rational way, the teacher followed protocol by escalating the case to the principal, who in turn escalated it to the superintendent for review. Now, the boy was suspended until a decision on his punishment was made. Now, the mother was so angry, she sent him back to school the next day, and they gave him in-school suspension, you know, until they could resolve this thing, until the father would come pick him up. But she's asking, what kind of message are we sending to our kids to tell the truth, and then you get in trouble for telling the truth, and you get punished for it? So basically, you're teaching him to just hide it and keep it in his bag so he doesn't get in trouble. And that's basically the confusion that these schools are teaching. But obviously, this zero tolerance policy for guns in school has gotten so out of hand that now lawmakers are actually having to push legislation that says simulating a firearm is not grounds for disciplinary action. Now, the language in the bill actually says brandishing a partially consumed pastry or other food item as something that should not land students in hot water. Now, that's of course referring to the case of the young boy who bit his Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun. And the teachers freaked out about it, and they suspended him. And now there's actually legislation that spells it out for all of these people who are just following protocol that's really not that big of a deal. It is absolutely ridiculous. But it is not just your children who are being indoctrinated into intimidation. It is also journalists and citizen journalists, freedom of the press, constantly under attack, photography, constantly under attack. This next case, of course, takes it even further. Now they're going full-on intimidation tactics. A sheriff in Tennessee called Homeland Security on a reporter. A journalist, he was attempting to obtain public records about the treatment of prisoners at a local jail. Now, Alex Friedman is the editor for the Prison Legal News, and he's been working on a piece about complaints that are coming out of the Marshall County Jail. Now, he's now suing Sheriff Normal Dalton for refusing to release those public records of alleged questionable practices in the prison system. Now, Friedman says that after Sheriff Dalton refused to provide him with records pertaining to medical care and other services for inmates, he paid him a home visit. He then ordered background checks on him, and then he even called the Department of Homeland Security in an effort to get the federal agents to harass Friedman. So in this case, the reporter was trying to find out if the inmates were only being fed twice a day. And if that was the case, then that could mean that the sheriff's department was actually financially profiting off of that skipped meal. So here we have an investigative journalist. He's trying to, you know, find out if there's any official misconduct going on. And the Department of Homeland Security is called in to harass this man. They are now being leveraged as a tool of intimidation against any American or any journalist who would dare question the government and their goings on. And here we have the law enforcement, you know, calling up their buddies at Homeland Security to say, "Hey guys, I need you to pay this journalist a visit." And these are public records. Okay. This man didn't even file a FOIA act. He's just, walked into the jail to request these public records. So in Texas, we have a photojournalist who was told that photography is suspicious in a post-9/11 America. That's right. This is the new rhetoric that the cops just kind of make up whatever laws they want to. This was a video uploaded to YouTube this week, and it shows a photographer in Pampa, Texas, being detained for suspicious activity. He was legally filming a police stop from a public sidewalk. Now, shortly after this traffic stop came to an end, The photographer is approached by a deputy Stokes, who immediately attempts to confiscate all photography equipment for evidence. The cop comes up to him and says, I'm going to need all that equipment for evidence. Now, this photographer knew his rights, of course, and so he's asking the cop, you know, by what right do you have to confiscate my equipment? And the cop can't provide the law that allows for confiscation. And then so the officer gets really upset. He grabs the photographer's camera and says, your filming is a violation and you can't go around just filming us, which is, of course, false because the Supreme Court has upheld repeatedly the right to film a police officer in public. And then, of course, the mood changes when the photographer turns it around on the sheriff and says that he's going to sue him for assault.
Don't point the camera at my face.
Sir, you're a public officer, correct? I'll point it down if you like.
Thank you.
Okay.
My concern is this is not the first traffic stop that you photographed tonight.
Correct.
It's not the first one that you videotaped
okay.
tonight. You're refusing to tell me where you're from.
Okay.
And post 9/11, that concerns me.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Your video and you're photographing all of the county buildings.
Okay.
And you refuse to cooperate with an investigation.
So basically the cop is using the old post 9/11 terrorist activity. I don't know if that camera is a gun, you know, that whole rhetoric. But the entire time he's basically trying to spin lies to this photographer, because if the man didn't know his rights, then the cop, that's what their job is to lure you into self-incrimination. And that's what this cop was repeatedly trying to do. The video is up there on InfoWars. He's just making up these arbitrary laws. At one point, the photographer says, I have the right to not answer those questions. And he says, well, you only have the right to remain silent after you're arrested. False. That is not true. That's the officer's job. That's why they're constantly asking you questions. They are wanting you to incriminate yourself so they can write you a ticket at the very least, if not beat you up and throw you in jail. Now, here, this is another example of the police. Why do they continually think that they should not be photographed in public? That we do not have the right to film them. Meanwhile, everything that we, the people, do is under constant surveillance. Why do the police think that they do not have to be part of this constant global surveillance? Newsflash, guys, just because you're working for the globalists doesn't mean you're a part of their little clique. You're getting spied on just like the rest of us. And now, one of the largest cell phone companies in the world revealed the extent of just how pervasive government surveillance is worldwide. This was a brave move by them. Vodafone just wants their customers, they say, they want their customers to know they can trust them. Now, this detailed report provides the most comprehensive look to date at how governments are monitoring mobile phone communications. The most explosive revelation was that in 6 of the 29 countries that Vodafone services, authorities require immediate access to an operator's network, bypassing legal niceties like warrants. So basically, in those countries, Vodafone doesn't even get any formal demand for lawful interception. Government agencies demand their own direct link into network equipment. Government agencies are able to listen to phone conversations live, and they can even track the location of citizens without warrants using secret cables that are connected directly to the network equipment. Now, Vodafone released this law enforcement disclosure report calling for an end to this warrantless wiretapping, the end of the direct access eavesdropping, and they want more transparency with how many warrants they are issuing and, you know, giving access to this private data. Well, now we're hearing the, you know, NSA and its supporters are saying, oh, well, it's okay, you know, because we don't spy on you too much. We need a warrant to do that. But here is just further proof that's a very vague blanket statement, because those warrants can be issued to companies that request this data. They can be issued to local councils, the postal service, the ambulance services, banks. And we've reported that before on how fusion centers across the country are giving this data to just about anyone who needs access to it. They can say they need it because, to detect pre-crime. Or if there's, you know, economic interests, economic well-beings, or obviously national security. So there's all kinds of reasons that companies can say that they need access to that data. It's not just the NSA, and it's definitely not just people looking for terrorists. Now, the sad thing with all of this is that all we've learned in the last year about privacy and about SOPA, PIPA, CISPA, and all the ways they're trying to destroy the internet and, you know, use their smart home technology to surveil and spy on us at every move. People, they seem to be pushing back for this privacy while at the same time buying the latest technology that absolutely destroys any possibility of having privacy in your own home or out in public. It is the great paradox. Everyone wants to have the latest and greatest new technology. Well, Google announced its 3D mapping services for phones, right, back in February. Well, now they've announced a 3D tablet that will use its scanning sensors to map your home and give you directions. But the directions won't just stop at the street location. Now they're going to show you exactly where to go inside a building. Now, as usual, this technology is being sold for all the bonuses it can be used for. They say interior designers will love it for home furniture shopping, or they suggest creepily that you can use it for interactive hide and seek. Now, I don't know about you, but that's not a very big good selling point for me, because all I can think about is a horror movie plot where the killer is basically finding you by using his little 3D tablet and finding out where you are hiding in your home. And that is freaky to me, but that's, you know, you heard it here first. That's going to be the next horror movie that's out. But really, all I've noticed, you know, since people have had GPS technology, is that people have no sense of direction. They have no sense of direction. They don't know where they're going. And life, what a great metaphor for life. Put the phone down. Now, we report a lot here about the assault on women. We've got, you know, estrogen mimickers and endocrine disruptors. Well, now a new study is linking antibacterial agent triclosan to breast cancer cell growth. Now, triclosan is a known endocrine disruptor, and it alters the normal metabolism and concentration of hormones in the human body. It's been a topic of controversy for many years, and it's found in common household items like soaps and even toothpaste. Well, this latest study indicates that triclosan could even lead to the increased growth of breast cancer cells. Now, we've talked, like I said, a lot about these endocrine disruptors. They function by mimicking the action of a naturally produced hormone, such as estrogen or testosterone, and they set off a similar chemical reaction in the body, so it confuses the body. It can block hormone receptors in cells, preventing the action of the normal hormones, and it also can alter the concentration of natural hormones. Now, several large manufacturers have already signaled that they're going to be removing triclosan from their products due to these dangers. But endocrine-disrupting chemicals can still be found on the shelves in numerous personal care items. So triclosan, that's something you definitely want to look at the label for. One of the other things that they are, you can see that in the study there, it's found in pesticides. But the big scary thing is that they don't have to label all of these dangerous ingredients, because they can just bundle them all up together. And that is one of the big things that they're fighting for, is to have these things labeled so that you will know when triclosan is in one of these products. Now, of course, it's really difficult to just keep track of everything that is harmful to our bodies and all the assault that is out there, especially women. We are definitely susceptible, and, you know, all of our unborn children are also going to be feeling the results of this. Coming up later in the show, we'll hear from Dr. Group, who's going to break this down even further, and that's going to be some very important information you don't want to miss. But coming up next, we know that the media is constantly trying to censor the news, but what happens when that censorship backfires and becomes very apparent? All that and more is coming up next, right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Group. Today I'd like to talk about the war on women. You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Super Male Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Each of these ingredients works synergistically with the female body in order to maximize overall vitality. You've heard the reviews and the feedback on how the original Super Male Vitality has revitalized relationships. Now, both the man and the woman can have the revitalization in their own bodies with Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. And find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've seen people leave the mainstream media. Amber Lyon leaves CNN, and more recently, Cheryl Atkinson leaves CBS. They talk about the censorship that happens at the major networks and about how their stories are often forced to take an unnatural turn. Now we have this story from InfoWars.com, the Corpse News Network. CNN airs footage showing dead body. So we'll show you the footage first, then I'll come back and give you my commentary. And I will warn you that what you're about to see is graphic.
In Cummings, Georgia, which is north of Atlanta, apparently a deputy has been shot. I'm not sure what that was on, but get that off the air. I'm not sure what that was.
So you heard the anchor say, I'm not sure what that was, but get it off the air. I believe referring to this, this is somebody, from what I can tell, seems to be handcuffed, bloodied, beaten, and also dragged behind the SWAT wagon. Well, my question is, where are the first responders? Where's the ambulance? What happened to the police? It seems like this guy was dragged here and just dumped out here like a bag of trash. And as you recall, last year, the shooting at the Lone Star College in Houston, CNN also ran a clip, and they said, hey, get that off the screen because of what you might see. Well, what I might see is the truth.
We saw reports where CNN and other corporate media cable channels were saying, we're not going to show you the live helicopter feeds out of KHOU in Houston in case you see something, violent and see something bad to protect you.
The North Harris campus is on lockdown. This is an active situation. We are not showing you live pictures because of what we may possibly see. As a result, we are showing you delayed tape pictures.
Because you think about foreign media, they'll show you these things. They'll show you about people being shot, stabbed, whatever. Where here in the States, you're lucky to see somebody get in a fight at a liquor store. It's completely ridiculous. Why can't they show these things? And I understand, you have small children and other people who may be watching these things. Okay, so you don't re-air it at some point, but if it's happening live, this is real live news. InfoWars here, we'll go out. We don't even have these big satellite trucks and helicopters. We'll go out there on an iPhone and shoot something live because if that's what we have to work with, that's what we have to work with because we want to show you the truth unless you sort it out for yourself afterwards. But why they won't show you like this, other mainstream networks will show you things like this.
Congresswoman, let me interrupt you just for a moment. We've got some breaking news out of Miami. Stand by if you will. Right now in Miami, Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges. The judge is reading the charges, including resisting arrest and driving under the influence. He's appearing now before the judge for his body.
And this is what the mainstream networks try to pass off as real news and information. Bieber fever. Breaking news stories about guys who wear diaper pants and throw eggs at people. Even President Obama has to joke about how MSNBC does not have an audience. But if you'd like to join the growing audience of the alternative media, you can go to InfoWars.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. Today I'd like to talk about the war on women. You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Super Male Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Each of these ingredients works synergistically with the female body in order to maximize overall vitality. You've heard the reviews and the feedback on how the original Super Male Vitality has revitalized relationships. Now, both the man and the woman can have the revitalization in their own bodies with Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, joined with Anthony Gucciardi here in the studio. We have Dr. Group at his lab, and he's going to take us around and show us a little bit of what's there. We've been seeing pictures of the crystals. They've got a very good source of iodine from taken from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Why? Because they want to make sure that it's not contaminated with radiation from Fukushima. Many sources of iodine use seawater, or they're taken from a shallow area where it could be contaminated. So they get it from very deep below the surface. They test it with for radiation presence. And we've just been talking to him about solutions to the toxins and the EMF that you come across in your life. I mean, he's talking about how those things affect you negatively. And Dr. Group, what can you tell us about the lab there, about the process?
And let's just be clear, this isn't just about iodine. The reason this lab is so key and the reason why Dr. Group is so key is because as they go around prescribing people antidepressant drugs, they're also shutting down natural manufacturers that have super high quality grade manufacturing techniques.
Yes.
Dr. Group's lab is literally a jewel of the natural health industry. It is the best. It is the highest state of the art. We should be thankful it exists and we should fight for it. So anyway, thank you, Dr. Group.
Well, thanks. Yeah, this is behind the scenes footage, and this is very rare because most manufacturing facilities will not let you back behind closed doors. Because we're so transparent and because we want to show people, you know, the whole processing, we want to show how effective it is. This footage is made available exclusively to the InfoWars Life team and InfoWars customers. So right here, what you're going to see is you're going to see the iodine production room. As you can see, we use all glass vessels. You'll see a vessel mixing the actual iodine, and this is very rare. You know, these vessels are extremely expensive. They're made of borosilicate glass. I'm going to tell you from touring hundreds of manufacturing facilities in the past that nobody hardly ever uses full glass vessels. They use stainless steel, which can be contaminated, and especially when you're dealing with iodine is a oxidizing substance. You want to make sure that it's done in all glass. So it's a lot harder to do. Everything here is made by hand. I'm going to take you over to the quarantine room here, which is where all the ingredients come in. You know, this is very important because they all have to be tested. They all have to be approved. They have to be tested for microbes and make sure they're clean. It's what we ordered before they're released from quarantine. And when they're released from quarantine, then they can start going into production. The next thing that I'll show you is the V-blending room, and this is how you actually mix the powders. The InfoWars Life team is going to be introducing some really high-tech product, encapsulated products here very shortly that we're working on. And this blender is how you actually blend effectively. If you have 8 or 9 ingredients in a product, you would need them equally mixed. And so this is how you do it the right way right here.
This looks like something from a futuristic movie from 2099 or something.
Yeah, it's really cool. After it gets blended, it goes on into encapsulation. Now, the encapsulation room, we have individuals in there that are doing it by hand on semi-automatic encapsulators. You know, this is what you, any capsule that you take, I mean, any capsule that you see or that you get from any vitamin store or anything like that, this is the process that it goes through if it's done in a cGMP certified or cGMP compliant facility.
And I think you're downplaying yourself. You use silica glass because you don't want to get metals to contaminate the actual everything you're producing. But specifically, a lot of the capsules come from China, and that's why they're toxic. You know, this is actually made in America, super high quality, cGMP certified, Dr. Group's laboratory. What he's doing is he's basically going beyond organic quality standards. And like I said earlier, it's not just about the iodine. It's not just about the products. The fact is that there's virtually no other factory doing this to these standards, the purity of everything he's doing. And we should appreciate that even if we're looking outside of the, you know, the amazing nutraceuticals that he's producing, because the FDA absolutely hates the nutraceutical companies that really are doing the right thing. And in reality, that's why we also see a lot of these companies offshoring their work to China, where their manufacturing process is dirty and full of contaminants and stuff like that.
Do you think in China they really have a quarantine area where they bring new materials in until they make sure they're cleaned? Or do they do everything in glass? Do they even use stainless steel? I mean,
yeah, one of the videos group was showing has a containment area where every single thing he was bringing in, he was testing, not only for radiation and everything, but for other items as well. And there's actually a chain link fence around it, and it's locked with a deadbolt type lock. No one's even allowed to go in there. It's just to separate the super pure products from anything that's new and untested yet. And anything that's tested and it's below the standards, which are basically 000 across the board, it's discarded then or sent back.
Yeah. We've got Dr. Group on the line while he's still with us. Dr. Group, anything else you want to tell us about your laboratory there?
And recap on basically the health solutions and what we can do, as you were explaining, to reclaim our health and to, as you were saying, the water in our bodies needs to be cleansed and detoxed, or else we'll never achieve optimum health.
Okay, well, let me just go back to the facility. Yes, we try to do everything as organic as possible. I mean, we even had to find VOC-free organic epoxy coatings that were FDA approved and had to go through some of the approval processes for the epoxy flooring on the floor. The paint on the walls is organic clay paint. I mean, everything from the ground up at our facility is organic and chemical free. One thing we didn't show you is the liquid processing room. You're going to see that on the screen right there. That's very high tech. And, of course, there's all of the FDA standards in any type of processing room. We have to ensure that those are there. And it's stacks and stacks and stacks of paperwork that we have to fill out to make sure everything is cleaned properly with non-toxic cleaners. You know, most companies, like what you were talking about in China, they use toxic chemical cleaning products. Ours are OMRI listed. Another big factor is what you're going to see is the distillation room. The distillation room, we use triple distilled water. That's a big water distiller right there. And it takes...
Well, again, for radio listeners, basically, you explain that. Explain the purpose of the triple distilled water and why you distill it three times.
Well, the triple distilled water is an ultra pure energy enhanced water. I mean, the more you distill water, it actually changes its structure at the third, the sixth, and the ninth distillation. So if you look at any of the great chemists from years and years ago, or even the alchemists from the 1600s, they would always ensure using triple distilled water, because even distilled water might have some contaminants, or it might not be as pure as possible.
Thank you all so much for tuning into the show tonight. Do me a favor, go to the InfoWars store and pick up the latest copy of the InfoWars magazine. This edition is all about the death of the internet. There's some very exciting articles in here. We got the NSA is going to be controlling the stock market. The NSA pretends to be Facebook so it can spy on the entire world. There's all kinds of really informative articles in here. Go to InfoWars.com, pick this up. We sell it in bulk, at cost. We want that information to get out there. So thank you so much for tuning into the show tonight and, as always, supporting this broadcast. And we will see you here Monday at 7 p.m. Central.
only fitting that a free screen should sound the alarm against those who would destroy freedom. For in its power to deceive and inflame, or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Blockit Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.